Well, President Biden is expected to announce a new plan to address the pandemic this Thursday. But the latest spike in cases is just one of many challenges facing his administration. Today, Biden travels to New Jersey and New York to survey the damage from Tropical Storm Ida, and he's still pushing a massive budget resolution in Congress. Meanwhile, the president's approval rating has dropped since he pulled U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. Let's bring in NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. And Mara, first tell us more about the president's agenda today in New Jersey and New York. In many ways, he's serving as consoler-in-chief.
That's right. He is serving as consoler-in-chief. It's a pretty traditional role for a president after a natural disaster like Hurricane Ida. It's also a big test of competency. Remember how George W. Bush really suffered when it looked like he couldn't handle the aftermath of Katrina and get people help. So President Biden is in New York and New Jersey not just to empathize with people and be a consoler-in-chief. He's also there to be the red tape cutter-in-chief, to try to get aid to these communities that need it, also to deal with the problems that Ida revealed. Turns out, many of the people who died in Ida were living in illegal basement apartments with no windows, no egress. So what can the president and the federal government do about that? So this is a big test for the president. It's a very basic test.
One other problem that Ida revealed is climate change. While speaking at Manville, New Jersey today, the president connected the devastation there to climate disasters across the country. Let's listen.
Every part of the country is getting hit by extreme weather. And we're now living in real time what the country's going to look like. And if we don't do something, we can't turn it back very much, but we can prevent it from getting worse.
Mara, could this actually be a moment that the president and Democrats have to push the massive infrastructure bills the president has in the works?
Well, there's no doubt that every time we have a hurricane like Ida, the connection between climate change and extreme weather events gets stronger. And this, I think, will help Democrats push the infrastructure bill. There's a lot of money in that bill to increase hurricane resiliency. There's even more money for climate change projects in the reconciliation bill, the big budget bill. But in terms of the infrastructure bill, it is a bipartisan bill. And there are a lot of Republicans who otherwise would have voted against it reflexively are now saying, hey, there's money in there for my state, like Louisiana. And it could be a way that Biden gets some more Republican support for the infrastructure bill.
The White House also wants to turn the page away from Afghanistan. Republicans and many Democrats, as we know, criticized the withdrawal of the military last month. How long could this political fallout linger?
Well, that really depends. I think Republicans are going to try to make it linger as long as possible and kind of turn Biden into a Jimmy Carter figure where there's still Americans or Afghan allies trapped by the Taliban like hostages. But I think it'll depend on what happens in Afghanistan. You know, are there terrorist attacks that are launched from Afghanistan? Does Afghanistan become a safe haven for terrorist groups that can then attack U.S. interests from there? The American people often have a short attention span, and if Afghanistan fades from the headlines, the political fallout might fade too. But I do think it makes all these other parts of the Biden agenda even more urgent. Passing a big infrastructure bill, getting the human infrastructure bill, the reconciliation bill passed, getting hurricanes, COVID under control. He really has a higher bar now.
About 30 seconds with you. I mean, Democrats are also worried the president's current troubles could actually hurt them in down ballot races. How valid of that an argument is that?
That's very valid. I mean, they were already looking at a pretty grim outlook for keeping the House. A lot of Democrats in swing districts had planned to run as, quote, Biden Democrats because he was pretty popular. When his approval rating slipped, that makes it harder for them to do that. So, yes, anytime the president's approval rating is below 50, it's a problem for his party.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson, as always, thank you so much.
You're welcome.